And yesterday was a great day because we had a green job summit here, and I was pleased to organize that on behalf of the Senate. And Michigan did well yesterday. We had about 20 leaders from Michigan that came in as a part of this, including the president of Michigan Tech and the vice president of Michigan Tech, and Glenn and Dale were terrific, and I was so proud of Michigan. You know, we are doing so many great things. We really are national leaders.
Well, the one thing I wanted to ask you about with the Green Jobs Summit is kind of looking at what? I mean, you're looking at alternative energy jobs. What is it all about?
We're looking at how we create jobs in the new clean energy economy, because we know that the next thing, as we know in Michigan, we know what's happening with the cliffs and what they're doing with their biomass, their clean energy fuels that they're creating, all of the efforts going on up in the UP. We know that there are new clean energy technologies that are being developed for energy use. We want to make sure that the jobs are here. You know, I want to make sure they're in Michigan. We certainly want to make sure they're in America, and that the manufacturing of the equipment to make the clean energy is here. 70% of the jobs in wind is building the wind turbine, and we can do every single piece of the 8,000 parts in a wind turbine. We can make every single piece of that in Michigan, the gearboxes, the controls, you know, all of that we know how to do. And so my goal yesterday was to bring together manufacturers and entrepreneurs and, you know, folks that are innovating in clean energy, and talk about how we can partner together. What can we do together? So we had the vice president kick things off, talking about the Recovery Act and the vision of the White House in supporting these new jobs and this new technology. Then we had senators and business people and educators that were on panels, and a lot of questions, a lot of discussion, and everyone came away very optimistic because there is so much potential for us to create a whole new economy based on everything from new batteries and automobiles and wind and solar and biomass, geothermal, coal sequestration, new ways to capture coal. And Michigan has great underground capacity for that. We have the right kind of geological framework. So a lot of discussion about jobs, which is so important for us.
The fact that we're
in a key spot to do it.
The one key a bit about it is, as you mentioned, Michigan Tech being there with the upper level administration and whatnot. In your eyes, how big of a role do you see a university like Michigan Tech putting not just the state but the UP into the role of being a player in this new style of jobs, with the green jobs, with what all kinds of research and things that they are already doing as a higher education institution? How big of a player are they going to be in all of this, do you think?
Oh, I think, they're already receiving federal funding to develop new projects, both with Department of Defense around energy and as well as a lot of different new technologies. That we need the next generation of engineers, and Michigan Tech is known nationally, internationally, for their expertise in partnering and bringing together new engineers and scientists and the workers of the future, and of course Northern the UP has such wonderful universities and educational institutions. But from the standpoint of technology and science, math, science, technology, Michigan Tech really rates high and is really a partner. When we looked at what's happening here, we've got, in terms of the new energy projects, Michigan Tech is partnering with the businesses that are coming in and developing both the research, but also the workers, the scientists, the engineers of the future. So I think it was really important that they were there yesterday, and they were part of what is a national discussion about creating jobs in this new clean energy economy.
We are speaking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow this morning. Senator, in terms of, I guess, any kind of action plan or initiatives. Is there anything coming out of this summit that maybe we'll see some movement on, or was this more of a fact-finding get-together this time around?
No, we really are moving forward, you know, because we need to be acting and moving, because we need the jobs, and there's so much to do. Yesterday, I did a lot of connecting just in Michigan alone of people who were there from downstate as well as the UP and northern lower peninsula, of the folks of what's already going on in Michigan. We had a number of leaders from around the state, but we also were focused on what partnering the federal government needs to do to help make this happen. And while the summit was going on, or by the end of the day, it happened to be the same day that the Energy Committee reported out new legislation on energy to help move forward these new technologies. And in that bill is a clean energy fund that will help finance breakthrough technologies and create jobs. It has a focus on the national energy grid. We need to be able to move electricity more effectively across Michigan and across the country. It has a renewable energy standard similar to the one that Michigan established, and a whole series of things, a manufacturing section. We're doubling the amount of research in new innovation and technology. So we talked about how to pass this legislation. It's now come out of committee. How do we move forward on the things that our businesses and educators need in terms of resources and other kinds of important actions that the federal government needs to take? And we're going to work together to get those done.